In studio, it's WWE superstar Mojo Rawley. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm happy to be here. Been excited about this all week, and now it's go time.
I am, you have not stopped. You literally got off a plane, I think, on Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
You came from SmackDown and straight onto the TV sets. You've done, you know, a number of appearances. This is the life of a WWE superstar, apart from the actual being in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Half the time, being out of the ring is the harder part. You know, sometimes the in-ring part's the easier. It's all the travel and late nights and early mornings and no sleep that'll catch up to you for sure.
When you signed that contract, where were you? When you knew that you were going to be a WWE superstar?
Believe it or not, I was out here in the Middle East.
What? No way!
Yeah, I was in Amman, Jordan with my dad and my brother. And when I got the call from WWE, I actually thought it was one of my friends calling me to prank me.
Yeah.
So I had to run to the computer and look it up and make sure it was okay. I Googled everything from WWE. I was like, man, this is legit. We're off to the races now. And that's where it all began.
How was that feeling? Because you would have been working to become a WWE superstar for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the feeling is just incredible. You know, it's kind of a culmination of a dream. You know, this is the first thing I ever wanted to do when I was a little kid, watching it,
yeah.
You know, at home with my dad and fighting my brother the whole time.
You know, Pretty, I don't know if you knew this. Before the WWE, do you know what this man did?
He was in the NFL.
You were a professional. You were NFL. You were an American football. You were.
That's right.
That's crazy.
So people strive to be an NFL player. You're like, I've done that. I want to do something else.
Next.
There it is.
And
so when did you go from, like, NFL to be like, no, WWE?
That whole process started about 6 years ago. I actually had an injury while I was playing football. And, you know, when I came back healthy again, kind of had this opportunity kind of present itself through a mutual friend to have a tryout with the WWE. So the second I heard about it, I left football. You know, I spent my whole life playing football. And second this opportunity presented itself, I came running. Didn't look back.
Wow. What's harder on the body, NFL or the WWE, like being a wrestler?
Oof, I got to say the WWE for sure. I mean, the NFL, we have an off season. Sure, you're in 40 pounds of pads out in the 100-degree heat and you're cracking skulls with, you know, other behemoths, guys that are like 350 pounds. But here in the WWE, we're on the road 52 weeks a year, you know, different cities 5 days a week, and all the travel, flying across the world, and the long drives, and then of course the wrestling matches. Those mats hurt. That ring is stiff.
Dude, can I tell you, Mojo, I went in at the Games Arabia yesterday. They had a ring set up. It was the Dubai Pro Wrestling, the Dubai wrestlers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they got me in the ring. And
I love that you laugh.
Because I think some people get into a wrestling ring thinking, yeah,
Let's do this.
This is all fun and games and whatever. It's real, man. Like, the guy gave me a chop. Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah.
A chop on the chest?
Wait, what is a chop on the chest?
They just slap you as hard as possible.
What?
It's the loudest sound in the world.
I had a red mark on my chest for nearly 4 hours. Like, it hurt. I thought it was going to be this it was, like, it's really brutal in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
What's the worst injury that you've ever got? Touch wood, I hope you don't get any more, but have you had a really bad injury? I know you've been cut open a couple of times.
Yeah, that happens.
That's just a normal day.
That's just a regular day for you?
You know, some days are worse than others. Going to the dentist is always fun because about every tooth has a chip on it from something.
Oh.
Wow. I've had to do a match before with a dislocated shoulder. That was fun.
Wow, man.
You do what you got to do, though.
Well, listen, he's here right now, and don't forget the launch of WWE 2K18 is out on October 17th.
Yes!
This is a huge game. You're in the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Is this cool?
Yo, this game is off the charts. We got to play it yesterday
for
the first time ever at Games Arabia. The fans got to come in and play the game, and it was unbelievable. I can't believe the graphics, you know. Like, I was in the video game for Madden, you know, the NFL, American football, and, you know, that was cool. But you got a helmet and you got a shoulder pads and
can't really see you. You can see you. Do you play with yourself when you're playing?
Oh. Like,
sorry, that sounded really bad.
Do you pick yourself as the player? Does that make it any better?
Absolutely not.
No.
Let me explain to you why. You see, as much as I love the game, I'm very bad at the game.
Okay.
So I don't want to lose. If I pick myself and I lose, I'm making myself look terrible. I don't want to do that. I'll lose to somebody else and
All right,
have more fun with it.
That's true.
By the way, check out the game WWE 2K18. If you get it now, you get it, like, you pre-register and be one of the first people to get it, you get to be Kurt Angle. It's like a bonus wrestler that you get.
October 17th, if you buy it the day it comes out, you get Kurt Angle. You buy the game October 18th, you'll never get Kurt Angle. So make sure you get it day one.
October 17th.
WWE Superstar Mojo in the studio right now. Up next, you are very hyped. What do you say? Give us that.
We don't get hyped. We stay hyped.
Is it true you haven't had coffee and you don't take energy drinks?
I've actually never had a cup of coffee in my entire life.
Like, not even a sip?
Never. Won't do it. I refuse. I got to stay hyped naturally. That's my thing.
How do you stay? Because a lot of us are driving to work right now like, no.
Like, I've got my coffee right here. I need coffee.
I'm on to my second and it's 7:32. How do you stay hyped? How do you keep that energy level?
You just got to convince yourself and remind yourself of what you got going on that day.
All right.
The opportunity you have, focus on your goals and boom, baby, get excited.
I love that.
My life.
I love that.
You know, as soon as you came on the show, a lot of calls have been coming in. We've got Run Deep here. Run Deep, you want to ask a question to Mojo. You're on the phone with Mojo.
Morning, guys. Yes, Mojo. I want to find out what's happening with you. You won Andre the Giant Battle Memorial. When's this solo push happening? When are you going to challenge for the championship?
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. We were having a really good run there. You know, when Zack Ryder got hurt, you're right, I went off and I won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania. Biggest match of my life.
Yeah.
Amazing moment.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby.
I think we need to do that, right?
And, you know, we were having a really good run, you know, as a singles competitor. But, you know, my broski came back. You know, he tore out his knee. Had to get surgery. And before he did that, we had just become number one contenders to the tag team title. So now that he's back, we owe it to ourselves as a team to give this thing another shot to try and get our hands on those titles and take it from there, buddy. You got to run with it.
Thank you, Run Deep. Thank you, Run Deep.
Thank you.
Now, Mojo, you're renowned for being hyped, right?
Yep.
You've got that energy, as we've just said. He's a champion inside the ring and outside the ring. But what we've got it right now is a bit of a challenge. It includes for both of us, all right?
So on these pieces of paper, I folded it up, and there are different tasks, like boring things that you do throughout the day.
Okay.
But it's your job, Mojo and Chris, you guys are going to go up against each other, and you have to try to get it hyped.
Oh, wow.
And, Mojo, I mean, you know how to get things hyped. So
That's usually what I do.
You're the hype. You're the guy.
That's what we do.
So pick one. I haven't seen these. You pick one. I pick one.
All right. Should I close my eyes?
Yeah, you go first.
This one right here.
Okay, I'm going to go for that one. I'll put these ones away. You go first. You've got 30 seconds to make whatever this situation is hyped.
What is it?
The situation is going to sleep. Yo, yeah, we're going to get real hyped about this bed. You like that bed? You like that pillow? Your head sinks into the pillow. You like that, huh? You got them soft sheets, them soft blankets. You just worked hard. You earned that bed tonight. You earned that sleep. So you get in that bed, you relax, you kick your feet up, and you get some rest. Then you wake up and you do it again tomorrow. That's what going to sleep is all about.
Oh, wow. I bow down. How do you go to bed after that?
I'm going to bed.
I feel tired now. You ready for sleep?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
There it is.
I don't know if I can go up against that.
Chris, come on. You have to try.
The situation is paying a bill.
No, come on.
What? It's just going to pay itself. It's not going to pay itself. You know you got to do it. You work hard to do it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
It's not. You got kids.
Okay.
You don't have any kids,
do you? No, I don't.
So pay the bills now because later on, you ain't going to have any money to pay the bills.
Okay.
Once you have kids, they take everything from you. They take their money. They take your dignity. You've got no time. Sorry, I was having flashbacks.
So
now I really don't want to have kids.
Right?
Oh, man. I really don't want any of them.
I don't want any.
Like, ever.
Wow. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
Mojo, thank you again for joining us in the studio today. We really appreciate your time.
This was fun. Let's do this anytime. Every time.
You are welcome
back at any time. Check out the game, WWE 2K18. It is out October 17th. It's a pleasure. WWE Woo! Superstar, Mojo Rawley, give him a big round of applause.
Get hyped, baby. Get hyped.